The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the January-February issue of Scout Life. And we're going to go to page 2, Airy on the Prairie. Recently, my troop went on an awesome adventure to Swamp Base in Louisiana. I was a bit nervous, but a scout is brave. And I ended up having a lot of fun. We spent a whole week paddling canoes down the Akalaya River. My favorite part was when we did cool activities like line dancing and branding mugs. One of the best parts was when I got to hold a baby gator. It would be awesome to spread awareness of Swamp Base so more troops could have as much fun as I had. That from Luke A. in Carrollton, Texas.
I'd like to add, you cannot beat the grub at Swamp Base. And by grub, I mean grubs. I love Louisiana-style assortment of insects and bugs I can feast upon at that camp. But I have to say, readers, you shouldn't go for that purpose. Instead, you should look into Swamp Base for a setting unlike any other. Speaking of settings, I need to get to my mom's and set the table. She's having Cajun flies tonight, and I'm not about to be late for that. Until next time. Ah!
What we can look for in February. February 17th is President's Day. On this date, January 8th, 1815, General Andrew Jackson leads United States troops in victory against the British at the Battle of New Orleans. February 2nd, 1925. After mushing 674 miles and sled dogs arrived in Nome, Alaska, with a serum that stops a diphtheria epidemic, lead dog Balto is later immortalized with a statue and movie, and this event inspired the creation of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Broadcast of Champions. NBA All-Star Game, February 16th on TNT. And the 67th NASCAR Daytona 500, February 16th on Fox. Milestones to Black History. February is Black History Month, during which the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln, February 12th, and Frederick Douglass, February 14th, are celebrated. They made significant contributions to Black history. Here are some other people and events important to Black history. The Tuskegee Airmen, a group of Black pilots who fought in World War II and proved they could excel in combat, which helped bring about desegregation in the military. The Little Rock Nine, nine Black students who demonstrated courage by enrolling in a previously all-white high school in Little Rock, Arkansas, in 1957. Their resilience played a significant role in the eventual end of school segregation. In 1863, Lincoln passed the Emancipation Proclamation, declaring enslaved people in some states were free. Douglass, a former slave, also played a crucial role. After secretly learning to read, Douglass escaped from slavery in 1838, using a sailor's pass and uniform. He eventually reached New York and in 1845 published his autobiography and became a prominent anti-slavery advocate. The March on Washington, a gathering to support equal rights in 1963 in Washington, D.C., where Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous I Have a Dream speech about a future with equal treatment for everyone. Read it. Claudette Colvin's bold stand against giving up her bus seat 9 months before Rosa Parks marked a significant moment in history, as chronicled in Claudette Colvin, I Want Freedom Now. Scout Life headliners, Hot on Ice, Eagle Scout competes at World Cup. Brendan Sean, age 16, hometown, Rayford, North Carolina, Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 404, Rayford. He made headline for competing in the Bauer World Cup Ice Hockey Championship for two consecutive years. The scoop? Brandon was selected to play for the elite youth team representing North America in 2023 and 2024. The North America Selects team consists of elite ice hockey players that are scouted from across the globe. In 2023, Brandon and the team won silver at the World Cup in Aosta, Italy. And in 2024, they placed sixth in Anglet, France. Brandon currently plays for the New Jersey Titans. Someone who's venturing forward, Eagle Scout serves as president. Andrea Marin Lesugi, age 20, hometown, Palmetto Bay, Florida. Her scout rank, Eagle Scout and Pathfinder, Troop 941, Miami, Crew 007, Coral Gables, Florida. She made headline for being selected to serve as the 2024-2025 National Venturing Officers Association president. The scoop? Andrea has served at the Crew, Council, Territory, and National Levels of Venturing, most recently as National Venturing Vice President of Eastern Territory Support. She is currently a student of Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland. More Scout Life headliners. Noah Bassa Rujaraju, age 12, hometown, Wagabuck, New York. Scout rank, Scout Troop 1, Pound Ridge, New York, New Hampshire. Noah made headlines as a member of the team that represented the New England region at the 2024 Future City National Competition. Middle school students are tasked with designing and building models of futuristic cities that show innovative solutions to a sustainability issue. Noah's team built a city that was 100% electric. John Swindling, age 10. Hometown, Douglas, Massachusetts. Scout rank, Arrow of Light Scout, Pack 316, Douglas. John made headlines by winning the 2024 Bill Favaz Young Numismatist Literary Award from the American Numismatic Association for his paper, The History of the 2010 Boy Scouts of America Centennial Silver Dollar. This national writing competition for students ages 8 to 12 is judged by expert coin collectors. John previously won in 2022 for his paper on the United States Mint's Golden Spike commemorative coins and medals. And finally, we have Hudson Sutton, age 18, hometown, Oakland, California. His scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 202, Oakland. Hudson made headline for receiving a City of Oakland Mayor's Proclamation for his Eagle Scout project. Hudson, a fourth-generation Eagle Scout, built an Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA-compliant playhouse for a local public school district's preschool that serves children of all abilities, including those with mobility challenges. Good job, Hudson. How to set up a dining fly. A dining fly is a useful part of any campsite. It provides shelter for your equipment and your unit in case it rains, and it can serve as a meeting place and hub to set up your camp around. But how do you put one up? All you need is a large tarp, rope to serve as guidelines, stakes, and a couple of scout staves. Here's how you do it. Number one, lay out the tarp. and attach a guy line to each corner with two half hitches of a bowline. Number two, pound in stakes 5 feet away with a 45-degree angle from each corner of the tarp. Three, apply a taut line hitch between the stakes and the tarp's corner grommets. Four, on each side, join two scout staves together with two round lashings for the upright poles. Five, secure a ridge line to the upright poles with a series of half hitches. And six, with the ends of the ridge line attached to their stakes, the tarp is raised and tension in the guy lines is adjusted. This isn't the only way to set up a dining fly. You can also tie the guy lines around nearby trees. Just make sure to protect the trees with padding so the ropes don't cut into the bark. Nice pictures there on page 24 in the bottom right-hand corner. Learn how to set up a dining fly at go.scoutlife.org/diningfly. Lights, camera, action. Scouts showcase films. Scouts work on the movie-making merit badge often create short films. Rarely do these films make it to the big screen, but the ones the scouts screened at the Scout Dance Film Festival did. The movie-making themed district camporee at Camp Agawam in Michigan, the brainchild of District Order of the Arrow Chapter Advisor John Pinnow, invited scouts to create short films, which were then shown at a nearby movie theater. Scouts who helped with Michigan Crossroads Council Public Access Television Show Scouting on Air volunteered at the film festival. We ran it like a 48-hour film festival, says Anthony Goatley, 17, an Eagle Scout with Explorer Post 1 of Lake Orion, Michigan. We had them pull a prompt out of a hat and then storyboard it and have it approved. After that, they had until Sunday night to get the footage turned into us. Not only is it challenging to write a script, gather props, and film a movie in a short period of time, but the scouts also faced the challenge of doing it in all cold, rainy weather. They persevered and had the footage ready to edit before the big premiere. I feel like we learned the importance of working together, says Logan Zellin, 13, a Star Scout with Troop 284 of Lake Orion. We were struggling at first, but put our mind together and banged out a masterpiece. The festival wrapped up with a showing of seven scout-made films at a movie theater. Scouts dressed up, families attended, and everyone enjoyed the show. The winning entry from Troop 284, a film about a scout using the edge method during a zombie apocalypse, received a golden trophy. It tied the whole event together, says Ben Schoenals, 14, a Star Scout with Troop 284. It was fun seeing what you made in the woods with your friends in a movie theater. The seven R's. You probably heard the phrase, leave it better than you found it when it's time to clean up. Doing a good job, cleaning is part of being considerate to the next group that uses the meeting room or campsite you've used. But that phrase can also apply to our world. We want to make decisions that benefit our planet and help future generations live in prosperity. Here are some decisions you can make. Number one, reduce. Choose organic foods, sustainable products, and products that come with minimal or recyclable packaging. Two, reuse. Consider buying used instead of new. Three, recycle. Recycle everything you can, including paper, plastic, glass, metal, and batteries. Four, repurpose. Get creative. Have fun making something new out of something old. Number five, refuse. Don't buy products that have a negative impact on natural resources. Six, rethink. Ask yourself whether you really need the latest products or not. And seven, repair. Choose products that can be repaired and learn how to repair them. You can be proud of learning new skills by repairing and maintaining products, and you'll save money. Mentoring. Be a good mentor. You likely have several mentors in your life, a school counselor, a religious leader, an adult scout leader, and even friends your age. A mentor is someone who supports and guides others, listens well, and is focused on others' long-term success. Supports and guides others. You can be a mentor too, but how can you be a good one? The Scout Law lists some traits good mentors have. Here are some more traits you can work on to be a better mentor. 1. Open-mindedness. Mentors set aside their own priorities and preferences and are open to new ideas and methods. Patience. You don't have to have all the right answers. You can help your mentee discover those answers on their own. That takes patience. Listening ability. Mentors listen more than they talk. The goal is not to push your mentee in a certain action, but rather help them find their own path. Availability. Mentoring involves building ongoing relationships. Good mentors make time to meet with their mentees. Honesty. Mentors tell you what you need to hear, even when you don't want to hear it. And support. Mentors help others find resources they need. Scouts whose troop choose the suggested program themes for January and February can learn more in the Sustainability Merit Badge pamphlet or through youth leadership training. See more topics from the online versions of Scouts BSA program features for troops and crews at go.scoutlife.org/program features. Cycling. Some ideas for your next merit badge adventure. Cycling. Follow these precautions before every ride. Make sure the chain is clean and lubricated with a bike-specific lubricant. Less is best when it comes to lubricating. Wipe away any excess. Make sure your tires are inflated at the correct pressure. Underdeflated tires can result in cuts and damage. Check tires for cracks and cuts. Replace tires that are suspect in any way. Make sure your brake pads are adjusted correctly and not too worn. If there is less than an eighth inch of rubber outside the base, then the pads need to be replaced. Whether you have side pull brakes shown here or any other kind, make sure the cables are taut and not frayed. If you have any doubt about your brake cables, have them inspected by an expert. These things are important. Public speaking, overcoming stage fright. Practice your speech before getting in front of an audience. Then practice it again and again. You don't have to memorize the whole thing, but try to memorize the first few lines so you can start off on an autopilot. Pretend you're just chatting with a group of friends. Chances are, people aren't there to criticize you. They're there to hear what you have to say. Don't be so hard on yourself. Most people are their own worst critic. You're probably much better at this than you think you are. Student council debate, and that's why you should vote for me. More information about this, please go to go.scoutlife.org/merit badge. Surveying. Surveying is about more than taking measurements. You measure horizontal distances, vertical distances, and angles. You use a computer to perform complex computations. You might use GPS equipment to measure longitude and latitude. Using all of that data, you produce a map of the area. Tiger's Adventures. And here the tiger cats are. That's a super long paper chain, Tiger. Wow. You should see the rest of it. And it changed it. Where did Iggy go? And they're all wrapped around with the chain. The Bear Bunch. If I could figure out how to stack two more of these, I'd win the snowman building contest. And the snow is about 10 feet tall. Oh, good try. Arrowheads. Hey, check out my Pinewood Derby car. Cool, Hallie. Thanks, Jack. How's yours coming along? Well, last year I didn't do as well as I'd hoped, so this year I decided to make mine really aerodynamic. That's a good idea, yeah? But I may have gotten a little carried away. Looks like a pencil for a race car. Adventures of Pee-wee Harris looks at sustainability. Hey, Pee-wee, getting a little exercise? Hi, Sam. Well, sort of. I am getting a lots of exercise, but I'm mainly generating power for my house. I made this generator from an old bike and a treadmill motor. My energy is turned into electricity and stored in batteries in the house. Oh, excuse me. I just got a notification. Ding! Looks like Mom wants to use her laptop. Pedal, pedal, pedal. Pop, pop. And Dad wants to make some coffee. Oh, pedal, pedal, pedal. Puff, puff, puff. Oh, boy. What's wrong, Pee-wee? Where are you going? I was just notified that it's laundry day. So I need a nap and a couple of protein bars. Or I won't have the ability to sustain this. Woo. Next time, Pee-wee. The Wacky Adventures of Scout Life. It's funny seeing you here this time of the year, Bear. You look tired. Usually you're sleeping most of the time in winter. Why should I be sleeping all the winter when he could be doing something productive? I've convinced him to skip hibernation this year and help me work on my memoir, The Life and Times of Lance T. Squirrel, King of the treetops. Sounds like I'm magnificent. It will be. It's pretty good at typing for a bear. Won't he get pretty sleepy during the day? Not anymore. As long as he gets enough coffee. He barely needs any sleep at all. We'd better be getting back to it. Well, happy riding, I guess. Chickadee check. Crash!
Maybe I should just learn to type.
Scouts in action. He saved the girl from a dog attack. Zachary Hillman, 11, was playing football with other kids at a park in Rochester, New York, when a young girl was attacked by a dog. Zach immediately ran up behind the dog and tried to pull the animal away. As Zach continued to try to pull the dog off, the girl, a man who was nearby, tried to free the girl from the dog's jaws. Zach and the man were unable to stop the attack, so Zach began punching the dog in the side. Eventually, it released the terrified girl. The dog's owner secured the animal while the man called 911. An ambulance took the injured girl to a hospital where she underwent surgery on her arm. The girl later recovered. Scout Zachary Hillman, a member of Troop 243, chartered to the Lutheran Church of Our Savior in Rochester, New York, received an honor medal for his actions. Good job, Zach. Heads up. More Scouts in Action. More true stories of Scouts in Action. He helped save a friend from drowning. Jack Fitzgerald, 12, was kayaking with his dad and other scouts on a river in Ponca, Arkansas, when his dad and one of the scouts were pulled into a rapid. The other scout's kayak flipped over, and he became pinned against a fallen tree with his chin barely above the surging water. Jack's dad was able to get to safety but couldn't reach the scout with his paddle. Jack's dad and another adult formed a human chain to reach the boy. They passed the boy to Jack, who helped him get out of the dangerous water and onto solid ground. No one was harmed during the ordeal. First Class Scout Jack Fitzgerald, a member of Troop 324, chartered to American Legion Earl Collier Post 153 in Overland Park, Kansas, received a Medal of Merit for his actions. And now, how about some Think and Grin? Definition. Polarize what penguins see with. What did the quarterback say to the scout? Bryson. What? Ben. Hike. That's from Ben C. in Oxford, Connecticut. A bear walks into a restaurant and says, I want a grilled cheese. The waiter says, why the big paws? The bear replies, I don't know. I was born with them. That's from Nathan G. in Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. Brandon. Why is a tennis a loud sport? Andy, why? Brandon, because of the racket. That from Brandon G. in Bremerton, Washington. Nikhil, don't leave food near your computer. Kevin, why not? Nikhil, because it takes a lot of bites. Nikhil B. from Seamus, Washington. Justin, what insect is the smartest? Maddie, tell me. Justin, a spelling bee. That's from Justin G. in Merritt Island, Florida. Matt, why did the belt go to jail? Brian, I don't know. Matt, because it held up a pair of pants. That's from Matt G. in St. Charles, Illinois. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.